hybrid material structures, combining the best of the best.
This is a press used to manufacture fiber-reinforced composite components.
Tobias Potiere is an engineer at the Fraunhofer Institute for Chemical Technology, ICT. The sheer size of the hydraulic press is impressive. It's as big as an elevator.
We can apply forces of up to 500 tons here. That corresponds to components of up to a quarter of a square meter, depending on the type of material.
The steel mold swoops down with full force into the bench of the press. The tool has turned a soft mass made up of synthetic material compounded with glass fibers into a finished automobile component. It's the beam that will later hold the bumper.
Until recently, the industry was using steel to manufacture these units. Fiber-reinforced plastic is one-third lighter. That gives this composite material many advantages, says Dr. Frank Henning from the Fraunhofer ICT.
First of all, reduced mass in front of the vehicle's axles contributes a great deal to driving dynamics. This significantly improves the vehicle's performance on the road. In addition, it is the interface in the event of a crash, in the worst-case scenario, with a pedestrian, in less drastic cases, with another car. We are in the process of optimizing metal fiber composite combinations to improve stiffness, robustness, and energy absorption in the bumper area. This is partly to reduce weight and partly to integrate additional functions such as better protection in the event of collision with a pedestrian. For the pedestrian, of course.
These kinds of material composites are also known as hybrid materials. They are one of the frontline themes of the Fraunhofer Gesellschaft. For the researchers have recognized one important fact, which is that several materials intimately bound together right from the start produce more than just the sum of the individual elements. For material researchers, then, 1 + 1 makes more than 2.
In the case of the bumper beam, metal in plastic creates an entirely new material with superior qualities. Plastics could also be combined with ceramics, which would allow the best of both worlds.
Ceramics are known for their high rigidity and low thermal expansion, but they are brittle too, which is a disadvantage. Plastic could add damping behavior to the equation. We are working on developing hybrid foams together with numerous Fraunhofer institutes. We're trying to either infuse ceramic foam structures with polymers or combine polymer foams with ceramic foams.
Such materials could be used for construction elements in engineering, for example, where sensitivity and hardness are required. And this is precisely the combination offered by hybrid ceramic and plastic foam. The ceramic element provides the stiffness, which is a must for high precision. And the plastic ensures that vibrations are absorbed and the component doesn't just break.
This new ceramic and plastic foam proves one point. To make a genuine composite material takes more than just mixing two basic materials, which is how it has been done until now. Another example is metal and plastic.
How can I bind plastics chemically, physically, and mechanically to the surface of metal? The process involves everything from normal roughing to coating with a chemical agent that interfaces between the plastic and the metal. The question is, at what temperature can I form which materials? Can I use the heat of the polymer to do forming with aluminium in plastics processing, for example? Where are the limits? What qualities of aluminium can we use?
So the researchers of numerous Fraunhofer institutes are facing a great number of challenges. The features of new materials have to be simulated on the computer. Manufacturing and processing methods have to be developed. And issues such as reliability, efficiency, recycling, and environmental life cycle assessment also have to be taken into account.
In other words, the scientists are taking a multifaceted approach. For research, too, works better with combined forces than with lots of individual contributions.
The topic is very applied. We can't build a hybrid material demonstrator. It just doesn't appear out of the blue. That is the big challenge with these hybrid composites. They require a defined task. That is why we need applied research. So we need to remain in permanent contact with industry, uniting our forces in order to lastingly improve our competitive ability and speed up our innovation processes so that we can secure our leading position in the future. We're holding good cards. Now we just have to make sure that we keep playing them the right way.